Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. 65-year-old Connie Alonzo was living in Cuba, where a chance encounter would make her a witness to history. It was 1952, which was supposed to be an election year in Cuba, but a coup left Fulgencio Batista in power until the Cuban Revolution of 1959. Connie was working as an overnight switchboard operator at the National Hotel in Havana. Then, in the morning, she would head to her part-time job with the Cuban foreign minister, Carlos Evilla, who was running for president. Here now is Connie at 91 years old talking with her friend about operating that hotel switchboard on a night in 1952 that would change the course of Cuban history.
I was working and a call came from Miami, the operator, Miami operator. We knew each other's voices, but we didn't know our names. And she said, "Are you listening to that phone call you have there from Miami?" And I said, "No."
Didn't you say there's something about you could put the plug in halfway?
Yeah, you pull the plug a little bit and you hear, but they can hear that. I never like to listen because I don't think it's right. But she said, "Do it, but very careful." And I did it. And guess what it was?
What was it?
It was a man from the hotel talking to his wife in Miami, in another hotel, telling her that the coup has been a success, that she might be back in a week to Havana.
And what coup are we talking about here?
Cuba had an election that year. And the man I worked with, Carlos Evilla, was running for president. He was running against Batista. And they knew, everybody knew Evilla was going to win. So the coup was so Batista will be the president and not Evilla.
Did you tell anyone?
It was impossible to believe. I called Evia to his home at that time. Oh, he wasn't there. And his wife said, "Well, he's looking for the president to see what we can do." But it took us 7 years to fight him.
Batista.
The revolution had won. There were many leaders, but there was one that will convince anybody. He will talk like Jesus on earth.
And who was that?
That was Fidel Castro. And so everybody wanted him to be the leader, not the others. But a year after, he was changing in a meeting, thousands of people. It was the only meeting I assisted. I went to that meeting in the street in front of the presidential palace. He said, "And we don't need a constitution," and start breaking up some papers. I don't know what that paper was, but the constitution was out. So everybody looked at each other and we started trying to flee from Cuba.
I know from talking to you that you are very proud to be an American citizen. What is it about this country that is most important to you?
I can tell you guys, it's because of these people. People from all over the world. People that came to work and be honest and be free. That's how we believe in Cuba, that we should be. And this is what this country is. I am so much in love with the United States.
That was Connie Alonzo talking with her friend, Douglas Hamilton. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. If you have a friend or a neighbor that seems to also have their own great stories, why not book some time with them at the StoryCorps booth? You can learn more by visiting our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.